run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung, stop young. Joke the run own car. La run car, so hung.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Joke Narendran, own car. Ra run car, so hung, stop now. Joke Narendran, own car. Ra run car, so hung, stop now. Joke Narendran, own car. Ra run car, so hung, stop now. Joke Narendran, own car. Ra run car, so hung.
Well, I mean, from the standpoint, you have a picture here of you lifting the weights way back in 1982. Is that part of who you are? Is that when you started breatharianism?
Well, I mean, this thing is so far away from where I started, so getting back to the beginning again it seems almost impossible.
Okay, let's start with you.
If your audience is not aware of this, is your audience aware of the metaphysical world? What they call the New Age world that's been cooking for quite a while now?
Yes, there are some people in the audience who are familiar with it, yes.
Oh, I see. Let me say something because I haven't done this in a long time from this point. Because I've only been, I've been so into people who are very advanced in it, and so I haven't, I just really haven't taken the time to go back to that beginning stage again, you know?
I got you.
So, let me see, a lot of, when it comes to, my own personal self, I think the best thing that's written about me is on the web. I mean, the way it's put, I've been teaching this stuff for a few years or whatever the case is. It's sort of like a bio. It's very short, it's very brief. But it best describes me because I don't have much of a history in this world. I came from another world. I'm so out of this world, and so to start with the truth wouldn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It would be like running into an alien, which I am, but since people don't even know that such a thing exists, like they're still wondering whether flying saucers exist. And, it's like someone wondering if automobiles exist.
Okay.
But because I've been around for 72 years now, you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, but I think most people call, let me just sort of give you my perspective on how I may be able to reach a lot of your questions. Most people are interested because they hear about Brechtianism from the viewpoint that Brechtians that they've heard about are people that can live without eating food. That is the main information in the world. And of course, that was not really the main purpose of even making that knowledge known. The purpose was to make people aware of the possibility that we could do something way far beyond what they had been thought to believe. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So that was the whole idea. When I started Breatharianism, I started many years ago because I came to the conclusion, not knowing that I would be different from anybody on the planet in the sense of just being aware of things that they weren't. I'm not different as far as the physical body is concerned, but I was different because I came into the world in a different way, and I came with a lot more information about my purpose of being here than most people. So I started off very young knowing that I could live without eating, but I also made it clear and have always made it clear that I could only do that under certain circumstances. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, what are those circumstances for those who don't know?
Well, at the time when I introduced myself to the world, that's when I did the demonstration on That's Incredible. And the circumstances have always been being in the environment with the proper air.
Right.
You see what I mean? When you live on just air, the body is so sensitive in its normal state that even a small amount of pollution in the air, whether it be from automobiles or from whatever, is a tremendous detriment to the system. So it's impossible to live on just air along on this planet except in very limited places. Do you see what I mean? So in other words, the times that I spend not eating here were not that many. One, because it wasn't what I came to do, but when I did do it, I could only do it up in the mountains, way away from the normal populations. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So what I always said is that people can live without eating in the proper environment. Now, there are people who physically live on the earth. I've heard of some in Russia and maybe some in India. But they are people that are designed to live that way, and they live in an environment that's conducive to that particular situation. But under the circumstances we have in this country, and under the situation we have with the electricity, with all of the man-made, well, it's not even a matter of being man-made, it's just that there are things that were counterproductive to the actual energy of the human body. For example, radiation from, electromagnetic forces like television stations, transmitters, and the number one problem on the planet right now is the power system that we have. The AC power system is extremely detrimental to the body.
How so?
All the other things that the world was not aware of, these are the things that would prevent you from going without eating, because you could never get the body in an environment that was free of these types of intrusions.
And how does the AC system,
I don't know if you're familiar with electricity, but the electromagnetic effect, the AC electricity, is very detrimental to the system, because the human body it runs on the electrical system, which is more related to what we call direct current or DC current.
Yes.
It's a current that runs in one direction. You know, you have your positive and the negative, and they both run in one direction. But the alternating current, the actual electricity is reversed. You know, it's a system where you run from positive to negative for a period, and then it switched back the other way. So you have this interruption in the natural flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like your light switch on the wall. If you turn it on, the light would come on. But if you turn it off, it would go off. So that's what happens with AC current. It actually goes on and off. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And so this interrupts the natural mechanism of the body, and it would prevent you from being able to be at your natural state. Matter of fact, that is the number one problem on the planet right now, is the what they call electromagnetic pollution. And so that I didn't even speak about years ago because there was, you know, I didn't want to, it wouldn't do any good to talk about it because most people were not able to not have the mechanism to detect it. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And I came with that mechanism. I have a built-in mechanism that allows me to feel the energy from all different types of manifestations. And so in doing that over the years, I was trying to find what would be a good way
to get people, and you teach people what is it that you can do.
The world that we were preparing for, which, by the way, that world is here now. What I do now specifically, and what I've been, is to, my main purpose on the planet, as a matter of fact, that's just about everybody's purpose on the planet at the time, believe it or not, just to prepare people to move to a higher state of awareness or higher state of vibrations in their body, which would be what is called in a lot of the religious books, heaven on earth.
Okay.
You see what I mean? There is a new world which is heaven on earth, but it's only experienced through the physical body.
So now, what you're
now,
saying
now, most religions have taught that you would get to this heaven once you die, but that's not the case.
Body vibrates
the heaven that is actually happening right now, which I mentioned on my website, is a physical place. And in order to get to that place, your body has to be able to vibrate at a frequency that is harmonic with that frequency. You see what I mean? Like, for example, on a television receiver or any type of transmitter or any type of communication, you have a specific frequency. It's like a telephone number, right?
Right.
So the same thing is with the world. The frequency of the physical world you're in now, called the 3G world, the basic vibration is that of carbon. So as you move to the new world, the basic vibration of the new world is actually gold.
Oh.
So you see, the difference is when you're vibrating at the level of carbon, then you cannot be accessible to the world that vibrates at the frequency of gold.
So that's why you say the true vegetarian has six precious metals in the bloodstream.
Right, exactly. You see, everybody, if you notice on my website, I've been saying this forever and nobody's getting it, everybody is a breatharian. Everybody on the planet at this point came to the world from a world where they did live, they could if they wanted to live without eating because it's a totally different substance. But when they came to this world, and the only to get to this world is you'd have to come through a body that was in harmony with this particular world, which is a carbon-based world, right?
Right.
When you're born into the body, you're born into that type of body. But the way the evolutionary process works is in order for a society or for a world to move up to a higher level, the bodies are gradually changed. The DNA is changed in the body by the new generations that come in.
Right.
Have you heard of the crystal children or the children of indigo children? Have you heard that term?
No, I don't know indigo children, no.
Yeah, you've heard of crystal?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, the indigo is the same type of thing. It's just that they have a higher vibration. Mm-hmm. And their vibrations are compatible with the new world vibration. You see what I mean?
Yes.
No, but the interesting thing is where I come in. The problem of getting from the carbon-based world, even though the young people coming in probably for the last 30 or 40 years, and maybe even longer, a lot of people, including yourself, you come in with the DNA for the gold and all the six precious metals which are in the body, but they are subdued and they're held below activation because they cannot be fully activated in a 3D world. So slowly, the ascension process is being able to change your dieting system so that you're taking in substance that is more 5G in vibration and taking less of the substance that is 3G substance. You see what I mean? In other words, to sink from 5D into 3D, you have to eat 3D. And believe it or not, the first 3D food we ate were fruits and vegetables.
Right. So
you see what I mean? So the story about Adam eating apples was actually the thing that gave me a clue as to what was going on. Because when I stopped eating, when I did my first fast, or what you would call it a fast, I never did like to eat since I came here, but I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did look into it, and every time I would stop eating, I would be so connected, and I'd feel so fearless, and I'd feel so whole, and I'd feel so, as people always say, I felt so godly. And then when I would eat again, immediately my body would change and I would move into the realm of pain and negative thoughts would come into the mind and that type of thing. So that's what gave me my clue to start looking in that direction, because, you know, I started out with a problem with the eating, so I had to figure out why it was that for me eating was, you know, a strange phenomenon when everybody else on the planet seemed to have been quite normal. So the process was for myself, one, to find out, it took years to find out that I wasn't like everybody else in the sense that I do have special capacities that everybody doesn't have because everybody has a different thing that they came to do. And my capacity was that I was able I was anchored in the higher frequencies, but I could live in the lower frequencies. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So as I moved into the higher frequencies, I thought everybody would be just very simple. But then as things started to unravel, I mean, from the sense that I also found out that the grids around the Earth or the electrical system around the Earth had been destroyed and they had to be replaced. So I was one of those people that worked on this around the planet, which is something I had no idea that I didn't know anything about. In other words, there's a spiritual energy pattern around the Earth, which is the foundation of the spiritual side of our physical body. You see, the original Earth had these energetic grids around it, so that's why you can live without eating, because the energy came directly from the environment.
Okay.
But those grids were destroyed, and so when we came into when those grids were destroyed, that's what sank us down into the third dimensional world. You see, when you don't get the energy from the outside, you must get it from the inside. So that's why the eating process was instigated, because the external grid, which used to support it, were destroyed. So we developed the system of eating, and that's why when I discovered that I could live without eating, I didn't realize that everybody could, because I didn't realize the grids were gone, because I didn't know anything about grids. So you see, there's a lot of information I didn't know when I came here, and it took years and years and years of experimentation on my own path, I mean on my side of it, to understand why everybody couldn't just stop eating, and so that's why I never told anybody to stop eating. But most people did grab on to that part of it, and because it was something that also stretched their minds to a more unlimited state, because they were absolutely set on the idea that they were dying because of the food, or everybody has to eat, and everybody does not have to eat. It just depends on where you are. Now, I didn't know at the time that the Earth, in order to have the air pure like it was, it would have to be the new 5D world that I'm talking about now. See, I didn't know that was going to be the case. So, the proper environment, I'm in a world that had pure air and the lack of all of the electrical interference and the other things that were interfering with the body, but I had no clue that was actually the actual new Earth, which is a duplicate of the old Earth, that is in existence right now, which does not have those mechanisms. Now, it just so happens I am able to travel between those worlds, but I can only do that under limited circumstances, and it's not something that everybody can do. So that's why I only do it for a limited number of people, and of course, if you saw my prices, they're what they are, because the people that have the money also have the qualifications from the viewpoint energy levels. Most people don't realize money is energy. You hear them talk about it,
right.
But they don't realize in order to have the money externally, it must represent the energy you have internally. So that's why to try to take someone that does not develop the kind of concentration that would be necessary to contain that kind of energy into the new world would be impossible.
No,
because what I do is something like I can't do it for everybody.
The 3D
but what I can do in tomorrow
the 3D
that I can do it for, that's the guy overshadowing the 5D life of thousands of other people.
Yeah, with the hand.
The thing is, here's the only other thing I can tell you. The five magic words, right?
Yes.
You see the five magic words?
Yes, I do.
Okay, those five magic words are the words that will connect you to that world that I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
Those five magic words will connect you to that world and will move you in that direction. Now, the diet I have is for the purpose of, if you're looking at it from the 5D world, everything in that world that you're in basically is a light. You see, I see it as a light, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what light takes you up, what light takes you down. It just so happens at this point. That diet I have on my website is the diet that has that energy that takes you up in conjunction with the meditation exercise. If you do one without the other, it'll be like taking poison.
Okay.
So you see, the five magic words of number one. Now remember another thing, which was a clue for me, and that's why I got an early start. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, or the Word was with God, something like that.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yep.
Well, guess what those five magic words are?
Oh, okay.
They are those words.
Yossi, can you hear me?
Now, since I don't have any religion, and I can't prove to you that they are what they are, and also, since they're on the website for free, it might be impossible for people because they're so simple.
Exactly.
They are so free.
I agree.
And there is no proof. But you see, the interesting thing is, nobody's ever proved there was God, they say, huh? The scientists?
Right, scientists say that.
Yeah. Well, that's really funny.
So I thought the scientists killed
God when they saw him. If you don't see, before I can get anybody into the 5G world, you can't imagine what it would be like to be in the 5G world.
I was also thinking about what happens when God and the scientists come together and make babies.
Monsieur, is there someone out there?
Could someone address that for me? When God and the scientists come together to make babies?
Hello, is there someone out there? Is this a color?
Yes, it's very hard to hear you.
Hello, this is Gustavo de Livre. Came to the home with the communication device, and I hear you now.
Sounds like you are at the end of a long tunnel, and in between you and me are a bunch of bees that are popping, packing bubbles.
Do not know, but I did not hear your question. I cannot find Yossi. I do not know where he has gone. Do you know?
I want to know about God and the scientists making babies.
The gods and the scientists are making the babies?
Yes, some rumor I heard about, and I was only reminded of it by that fascinating show that you had on right now.
Okay, well, I want to ask Yossi this question, but he is not here right now.
Where is Yossi?
I do not know. I am very afraid for him. He should be here. I usually meet him here And then it was like a week ago, we had the macaronis together at the cafe, and then I never see him after that, and he's not here, I just come, and the telephone device is on, and I am talking now, but I am very worried. I think something terrible may have happened to the Yassi.
That's a little disappointing. I was looking forward to getting some advice from Yassi Goldie. But I suppose you can give me advice. I don't know what your qualifications are.
I have very little in the world. Well, I'll tell you, sir. I have seen many interesting things in the world, and maybe I can help. You say you want to know how to date a scientist and make babies?
Well, that would be something that just passed my fancy in the past 5 seconds, but I don't really need to know about that. I was more curious about what Yossi's take on how the occupiers were. It seems like people are occupying a lot of space lately, and I wanted to know what he thought of occupying space.
I can only speculate like all of us for Yassi and what he thinks, but I will tell you for myself, and maybe it is similar to what Yassi would say, that the occupied peoples of the world is very important because we live our lives with no voice. We have only a thought in our heads, and you know, you go into the world and you think maybe everyone can hear my thoughts. We live like this is the case, but it's not true. People live independent and they ignore you and they do not know what is in your mind. And so the occupied peoples, they are going into the world and saying, listen to me. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to happen. And then there are the people having their chicken and their turkeys and their fancy gourmet foods, and they look at these people and say, oh, look at them trying to make trouble, and they why can't they just behave? But these people ignore that the thoughts in their heads, you must get the thoughts out of your head and make them into action in the world. These occupied people, I think they understand this better than most. I do not know if this helps you.
Oh, that's a very well thought out answer. How do you think that the Occupy progress is coming along? Do you think that any real progress can be made when you're going up against something like capitalism and neoliberal policies?
Yes, this is a challenging question. I so wish the Yassi was here to help us with this.
I know. That's what I was.
He would have something amazing to say, I think, right now. But, I think that... I think that Yassi would say that something about the golden shower, because the golden shower is an enlightening thing. I think that Yassi needs a gold finger to save him. I think this is related to your question, because the gold finger is the only thing that has the power, has the influence. Basically, someone needs to give Yassi a gold finger, because I cannot answer your question, sir. I do not have enough of the experience of the world and the thinking of Yassi.
Yassi is showing up today. Hello, Mr.
McCall.
Yes.
Hello,
Mrs.
McCall. Is this another
color? Mr. McCall.
Like Marilyn McCool?
Is Mr. McCall or Dan McCall?
This is
Marilyn McCool.
You are?
Excuse me, madame, you are looking for Monsieur McCool?
Yes.
Where are you calling from? Can I ask you that?
I just spoke to Mr. He gave me the number to call.
I think.
I loved Marilyn McCool on Solid Gold Dancing.
What?
I think we are talking about the gold finger that Yassi needs. And I think this scholar is relating it to a symbolic analogy with the solid gold dancers. Is this helping you, madam?
No, no. I have to talk to him about some artwork.
Oh, very good.
Artwork.
And which kind of artwork are you inquiring about?
Look, I just spoke to someone who just spoke to him about my request.
And you are trying to buy some of Yassi's artwork?
No, I want to find out who put the artwork up on a fence on Dorchester Street and Broadway, up on a fence around a parking lot.
Is
Yassi taking requests today?
I do not think so. Madam, I must tell you that the problem with the situation is that Yassi Goldie is missing, so answers to questions are very difficult.
Are you Mr. McCall?
I am Mr. McCool, in a way, yes.
Well, how can you be in a way? Are you or aren't you, Dan McCall?
Madam, I am sorry for the problem. My name is Gustave Hugo Livre, and I am from France.
No, I don't want, I have to speak to Mr. McCall. I just spoke to somebody, and he said that he just spoke to Mr. McCall about my request, and he gave me this number to call.
What is the number that you have dialed, madam?
464-4237.
Oh, madam, I am sorry. You have reached a different destination of philosophy and discussion. You have dialed 454-4.
Oh, that's it. All right. Then I'm sorry.
But, madam,
no problem.
It is no problem.
Please hang up and redial.
Please, madam, can I ask you one question, though?
Yes.
What do you think about the Occupy Boston people and the Occupy Wall Street people?
This is a very bad connection. It's hard for me to understand.
Occupy Boston, what do you think of the
Occupy? I can't really hear. There's something wrong with the phone.
Goodbye, madam.
That was the most profound set of questioning I have heard in a long time. Wanted to thank her for that.
Yes, if she is listening right now, which I highly doubt, I would like her to know that we are very thankful. This is interesting because she at the end says, I am calling about something called Dorchester and some artwork. She knew what we were doing. She knows what we are talking about. You know what I mean, monsieur?
No. I'm going with it. I love the sound of her voice, and I actually thought, I was convinced that she was Marilyn McCool.
Yes, I am also a fan of her. But I have to repeat to the people out there, Yassi needs a gold finger. Somebody needs to bring Yassi a gold finger to save him. I have this information now. It was brought into my mind by a small golden bird that flew into my ear and out the other. So, monsieur, if you can use your psychic energy or whatever to bring a gold finger to Yassi.
Gold finger. I wouldn't know how to do that, but I'll work on it.
And let me ask you, monsieur, what do you think? What are your thoughts about the Occupy peoples?
I think that it's a good use of space. They're occupying space, and I like that they're cordoning off themselves into tents and making signs and chanting and making some noise. I think it's best too. I think a lot of really powerful, not so golden elements of this country. Yeah, it's just taken this business model and just applied it to life. It doesn't work. You can't see people as disposable, and you can't see nature as disposable. That's very anti-nature. That's very anti what people are about. And unfortunately, capitalism and business models have us look at the world in this way and impose those structures on us. And it's past time to question them. And it's time for some action. And this is a really good start. A lot of people are asking now a lot of really good questions.
You're still there, monsieur.
These are things about where their products come from, where their food comes from. Is it good for the world?
I agree with you, sir. I think that what we are seeing in the world is very good. There are people that have been silent all their lives, silent for generations in their lives, and they are now talking, they are speaking their mind and saying this cannot be the only way. I think there's other ways, and these people in the occupies, they are standing up and saying this is not the only reality that we have possible in the world.
It would be interesting if the end game, I guess, for the current structure would be something that benefits humanity, like art or something good. But unfortunately, it's money, and when profit is the end result of any process, then that just can't be good. We've just proven time and again that we can't use a model where the end results are just profits and more profits, still do good by other people and by the earth.
Hello? Hello, it's Yassid.
Oh my God, we have another caller. This is very exciting. Madame, if you are asking about defense on Dorchester, this is the wrong number.
He is taking requests.
From Dorchester.
Yes, if this is what you're interested in. We have only limited knowledge of this.
Who put that there?
Who put the fence there?
I'm talking about like the art. Is that Yassi?
Was it Yassi? Maybe that's where he is right now.
Oh my God, this is possible because, as I said before, I do not think this is coincidence that we are getting many, many calls about the fence and the art in Dorchester. This could be where Yassi is, but I do not know. Madame,
I think Yassi's in Dorchester.
I don't know.
What is this artwork that everybody's talking about? I'm curious to see what it looks like.
Where is Yassi? Is there any
man?
No, I am in prison and he did not meet me at the appointed time. But then I received a message in my mind that says this. It says,
I could use a massage in my mind.
It says someone must give God Yassi a gold finger to save him. Yassi needs a gold finger. He needs a gold finger.
Where do you get the gold finger?
God damn it, woman, I do not have all the answers.
Right.
Right.
I think you can spray paint your finger gold. I'll take a picture of it. Maybe that'll work.
So the lady from Dorchester gonna take the gold finger?
Sure, that sounds great.
Where is her phone? Give you to your gold finger.
What?
Why doesn't someone give VIP the gold finger?
I think this
We had somebody from the Solid Gold Dancers call earlier. Hopefully that'll be just as good.
Put a picture of the gold finger and give it to VIP.
Is this enough? This might be enough. If someone can take a picture of a gold finger and send it to Yassi, maybe on the Facebook or on the Friendster.
Or a picture of Marilyn McCoo. I think a picture of Marilyn McCoo would work.
I saw her naked. She was like walking around Dorchester all crazy.
Marilyn McCoo. If I recall, wasn't it Dionne Warwick who was the solid gold person?
No, it was about Lindsay. They're
all on the fence,
naked. She wanted
you to take a picture with
Yassi. Give him the gold finger.
Give him a gold finger. Somewhere.
Get on the gold finger. I like that motto. Get on the gold finger.
Where's the gold finger?
I want to remind the people out there, if anybody has any leads on the gold finger for Yassi, please give us a call at 617-454-4237.
What about that lady with the gold finger?
I do not think she had a gold finger. She has a gold fence in the Dorchester, the land of doors.
What was her number again? It was like 617-464?
Oui, I think the first was 464. I think this is illegal for us to be saying this number.
Can we have the caller give them some numbers and the cold finger? Someone needs to put the gold finger.
Hey, Claire, the woman there, where are you from?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to you, madame.
I'm from the fifth dimension.
From the fifth dimension.
I took a tour with Wiley. And I'm calling from dimension 5.
Do you have a manifest projection in our three dimensions?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And where is this projection located?
I'm right here on the phone.
You're on.
Hello, do you exist in any other kind of space? Do you occupy any other kind of space?
Occupy the toilet.
Oh. To the fifth dimension, is it a bathroom?
No, no, it's the gold world. The gold.
So you should be able to get Yassi Goldie a gold finger pretty easily then.
I don't have a Facebook, but give him the gold finger.
Can you use the Friendster? I think it is more usable and easy than the Facebook.
I don't even own a computer. I'm on a cell phone that I took from someone at the coffee shop.
Yes, you can use a computer at the coffee shop. And is this all on the fifth dimension?
Yeah, it's like coffee shop 11 on a block.
Okay. We'll see what you can do with the gold finger. And the caller, the other caller, I don't know if you have friends and you can get the gold fingers there. Maybe you can take a pencil. A pencil is very close to a gold finger. It's just like a bony skeleton finger.
Oh. Okay.
It's on the gold finger.
All right. Well, I'll work on it. I actually have to get going myself. Yeah, I have to go occupy some space.
he has to occupy the bathroom too.
No, it's to occupy some pie hole. It's I'm calling occupy pie hole.
Occupy hole.
What kind of pie?
Oh, that's snappier. Occupy hole. Yeah, I like that.
Is that your face?
I think it's like a rhubarb pie. Which I've never had. I'm eager to try.
They are delicious. The rhubarb is a natural creation of the God's world and the plant life.
Would you like to give us those pronunciations now, and I could email you those? You can put them on your website.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's
what I'm looking for.
Oh, wow. That is very strange.
All right. I'll try to fax you a rhubarb. I don't know if you have a fax machine. But at any rate, I have to get going. What you're talking to you both. Disappointing. Alright, I'll try to get you onto your gold finger.
Thank you, monsieur. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. This was more pleasurable than painful, which is always a happy surprise.
So eat your pie hole and get a gold finger. I'm so wasted.
The woman from the fifth dimension appears to us as wasted, but it is only the dimensional rift that causes this effect.
Yeah, my head is spinning.
Are you still there, monsieur?
I'm right here.
He's begun. The lady is still here. I'm so happy to be talking to you.
You can call me Amber.
Amber?
Yes.
Is it like the fly on the Jurassic Park that has been frozen so the genetic material can be resurrected into dinosaur?
It's the most golden, fake gold. Fly.
That is beautiful. And this is possible to make the gold finger for Yassi that might save him out of the amber?
Yeah, probably. I think he needs the gold. I can feel it too, just like you.
Yes, it is there. The answers are there for us. We just need to produce the gold finger.
Give him the gold. Give Yassi the gold. I want to talk to Yassi. Please, someone help.
Is there anyone out there that can hear us, that can help this poor lady in the fifth dimension? She needs the Yassi. We all need Yassi, Goldie, but there is no gold for him now. Somebody needs to help. Would you help, please?
Yassi, some gold finger. This is so hard to get a gold finger.
The prison is so empty without the Yassi here.
That's a good idea.
I ate at the cafeteria completely alone. No Yassi. I did not realize that death had maybe come for him. Could it be true? I cannot believe. My little French brain does not want to believe this. It cries.
Someone just gave him the gold finger. Right?
If we give him a gold finger, he will come back.
Does he have one in the prison?
No, they do not have the gold finger. They only have the macaroni and cheese and the meat in pasta. And it is not very good. But it is food, and all food is good.
And, it would be, the world would be absolutely forever grateful because we need it.
Gold finger.
You see what I mean?
All right.
Gold finger.
Okay.
Well, I'll get this back to you as soon as I can.
Gold finger.
You can go to the website.
Yes.
I wonder if that woman you called pretended not to know what we were talking about.
Yes, she did.
I wonder if she is making the gold finger right now.
I think she's complaining about the book being on a fast and
She seemed to know something about the art, and that all life is art, and that Yahtzee is art. Maybe she was saying something in the symbol
we talked about on the website.
Something she talked about on the website. I don't know, but it makes me think. Yahtzee, come back to us.
Oh, Yahtzee.
Yahtzee, the cold finger is coming soon. I can feel it. I cannot help you because I am in prison where they do not have this. And there is a woman from the 5th dimension who cannot help you because she is stuck in the amber state. But she knows the power of gold.
I breathe gold every day. And I eat it.
Do you swim in oceans of liquid amber?
Yes, it's like everywhere. It's gold.
Sounds beautiful.
Well, that's good. Let's see if we can. I'll do whatever I can to make it happen.
It feels really good. It's like sunshine.
Yes.
Sunshine hitting your face with the beach. Like without the sand. The sand gets all itchy.
The sand gets itchy.
Okay. All right. Well, you know,
there is a lot of intersecting conversations on this channel. I wish that I could create clarity, but there's something about Bill and such. This is very interesting. I feel like we're traveling to the minds of everybody on the planet, and every conversation leads back to Yahtzee.
Leads
back to the golden question, the golden answer.
My name is Bill Jordan.
Bill Jordan.
Right, like Michael Jordan.
Use the five magic words and try to find as close as you can, as long as you can, so you get hooked into the energy and the power.
And
then you'll get directions as to what you need to do.
The name Jordan.
But you have to be awake, and you have to know that it's serious, because it's
crazy.
It's just incredible.
But in there is Yahtzee. He is riding the tubes of the information and the mental energy of the world.
You see what I mean? So we're supposed to be out of here before 2012. But you can't wait until 2012. You know, this should happen.
Is this Dionne Warwick?
Thousands of years ago.
So we gotta start now.
The color is back.
Well, yeah, I would suggest you're a little late.
Well,
not too late.
We gotta catch up. We gotta catch up.
Yeah, right. Gotta catch up, and that's why I have
Hello?
To tell
is there a color?
See, the other thing about money that people don't
Hello?
Know.
Bonjour?
You heard people say, well,
I spray painted my finger gold.
Say again, sir.
I spray painted my finger gold.
You did? It is a good finger for Yahtzee?
Yes, I did.
Did you send it to her yet?
Yes, I sent it to her on Facebook.
This is wonderful. And did you carbon copy it to Friendster?
Friendster? I don't have one.
No. Come on. Too bad. Anyways, thank you. This means that Yahtzee might be coming back to us very soon.
Okay, awesome. Glad to help.
You are very good, sir. What is your name?
My name is Tom.
Your name is Tom. And
yes.
How do you feel is your connection to Yahtzee? How do you know about Yahtzee? How did he touch you?
Has he touched me?
How has he touched you in your, in the places?
He just sends me a lot of golden energy.
Oui, that is the way.
He inspires me.
In his eyes, is that what you said?
He inspires.
He inspires you. Ah, this is very good. And where are you from?
I am from Beverly.
From where?
Beverly, Massachusetts.
Beverly. And is there anything you did with your finger, any of your energy you put into it to maybe help Yahtzee and save him?
I put love in it.
Nice. Très bien. Très bon.
Yeah, sure.
And what question will you ask Yassi when he reappears? And this is possible that what you have done will bring him back. What do you want to ask him? What do you want to ask him?
I want to ask him where he went.
Where he went?
Yeah, where did he go?
Do you think that the series are true that he was in Dorchester?
It could be.
Oui.
Seems like he could be, since everyone's calling.
Somehow working on the fence as this symbolic woman talked about. Did you hear this part when this woman called?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yes, it was very weird.
Do you think he's going to come back to jail, or is he going to stay?
I think he might be coming very soon. I can feel something in the air. Oh, it's getting cold and wet and damp here in the prison room. Oh. Wait. Oh my god! Yassi! He just came in the door! Yassi, where have you been? Where have you been? Oh, thank you! Thank you, Golden Finger! I can feel the energy. I can feel the golden energy. He's
Hello.
Right here. Let me give him a microphone.
Hello,
Yassi!
Hello.
Yassi!
Hello, despite
Yassi, you. Yassi, I missed you.
Hello, Tom. Oh, God, I feel so weird. I don't know where happy to be.
Well, all that matters is that you're back now.
Thank you, Tom.
Yassi, welcome back. Bienvenue, my friend, mon ami.
I don't know how you feel now. It's so... I don't know what the hell is going on.
What is happening to your hair? It's crazy.
I got all this mud in it.
Yassi is looking very weak.
I feel like I just woke up. I'm asleep.
You're like a little baby.
I feel like a baby.
Your skin, it glistens like the morning dew. Like you've been resurrected into this life.
Thank you. I feel like the morning dew. Hello? Hello? I don't... Is this the show? What time is it?
It is almost the end of our time with this machine. It will die soon, like every week.
I don't know. I missed the show?
Yes, more or less. But where were you, Yassi? The world wants to know. What happened? And why did the Golden Finger bring you back?
Yes, maybe I got a... Death came and had some lunch with me. And then next thing I know, I'm here.
This is incredible. You didn't have any memory of what happened with Death?
I was just sitting in lunch. With Death. But now I'm here right now. Talking to you. And Tom. It's like a miracle. I didn't even have to wait a week to hear to my friend.
Claire, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Now you can ask Yassi what you want to ask him.
Are you okay now, Yassi?
Yes, Tom, I want to thank you for helping. I don't know where I was, but here I am. Thanks to you.
Good, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. You have done a wonderful service for us.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Tom.
Goodbye. Bye, to you.
Bye.
I owe you my life.
No problem. You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye, Tom. Goodbye, monsieur. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. It's time to go now.
It is time to go. The guards are starting to become more frequent outside the door. Here in prison. Here in prison.